that in the sight of God, I am as righteous and acceptable as Jesus Christ. Because of what I do? No way. It's because of who I am in Christ. The Bible goes to great lengths to state that righteousness is a free gift and that a man receives it by faith and faith alone. Romans 5:17 is explicit. For if by the trespass of the one man, that's Adam, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Righteousness, which is a right standing of total acceptability before God, is a gift. You don't work for it. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. Like any gift, all you can do is accept it or reject it. And once you have it, it's yours. Those seminary students, able to effectively defend the doctrine of justification by faith, were too timid to state in so many words that they were as righteous as Jesus. And yet to say one is to say the other. The word justified means to be declared totally righteous. What hindered someone who knows what the Bible teaches on justification from actually applying it is in the attitude that our righteousness in Christ is dealing only with where we go when we die, and that here and now our acceptance is based on our performance. As long as someone thinks that way, he will experience no practical benefit at all from knowing that he is justified in Christ. He will continue dealing with God on a merit system, and he will experience the same kind of emotional barrier between himself and God, even though there's no barrier from God's perspective that my son Bobby felt with me. The truth is that God sees us as totally acceptable and righteous in his sight right now, not because of what we do, but because of what Christ has done for us. Now realize that I'm talking about ourselves being acceptable to God, not necessarily our actions. In my identity, I am eternally acceptable to Him, but that does not mean that everything I do is acceptable. He may put His arms around me, so to speak, and show me the truth about something in my life that is totally inconsistent with who I am. An attitude, an action, a habit. Why? So he can change my attitude that is out of line, resulting in a change of action. But at no time is his acceptance of me ever in question.
As I listen to you speak, Bob, I'm reminded that Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger."